Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good morning. This is Sunday Mornings with Enlightenism, and I am your co-host, Enlightenist teacher and consciousness practitioner, Carolyn Kelly. And I thank you for listening, and I welcome you to our Sunday morning Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom broadcast service. The song that you heard was Enlightenism. And in that song, it speaks about unlearning toxicity. It speaks about a new way to think and live. And that's what this broadcast is about. And on each of our broadcasts, Sunday through Wednesday, we begin our broadcast with what I call a prayerful meditation. A prayerful meditation that creates within you the spirit of the wholeness that you were born with. That you were born whole, perfect, and complete. You were born with everything that you will ever need for the journey. And sometimes in the course of a moment, in the course of our life, we forget that. And so this broadcast is bringing you back to that place out of pain, that place that takes you away from the hustle and bustle, the confusion, the anger, and all of the little nuances that we get caught up in the course of our living. It brings us to a clear space within, that space where we realize in this prayerful meditation that we have the power to change our lives. We have the power to create within us a new way to think and live. So I ask you now to close your eyes very softly, all of you that can and are not doing something that require your eyes to be open in this moment. I ask again, all of you that can, to close your eyes very softly. And for each and every one to begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner. That manner that begins to bring peace to the body, to the mind, and to the awareness of being. As we begin our Enlightenism, insightful, prayerful meditation. So let us begin. I awake each morning in the awareness that the power of the unconditioned consciousness of being resides in each moment of my thinking, in each moment of my being, and in each moment of my doing. It is in this power of being that I recognize my life on the enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. In this beingness of a new way to think and live, I acknowledge that I have within me the power to heal my life and the power to change my life. In this far-reaching power, I know that I am self-reliant. I know that I was born whole, perfect, and complete, faceless, formless, and colorless, and have everything that I will ever need for the journey. On the enlightenism path of a new way to think and live, I understand that all my activities lead back to my beliefs and values. And it is from this reference that I clearly understand my awareness of being. On the enlightenism path, my power leads me out of lack, limitation, and struggle. Every moment on this path, I embrace the far-reaching values of a new way to think and live. On the enlightenism path, I embrace and understand the freedom of being. In every moment, I acknowledge my existence and my awareness of being on the enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. My life and activity respond from this beingness. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. On this path, I come to know that I am greater than the I that I created. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. Now I ask that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and hold it just for a moment, and now release it very slowly as you open your eyes and consciously move your attention back to the broadcast. I'd like to remind you that this broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Listen Notes, Spotify, Spreaker, Apple, and Google by typing or speaking into your device, Brother Malcolm Kelly, Blog Talk Radio. I recommend reading Brother Malcolm's latest blog, How to Cleanse Your Mind of Illusions. Also go to our YouTube channel to hear more of Brother Malcolm's insights. Now, the Enlightenism broadcast is a spiritual freedom broadcast. And the intent of the Enlightenism spiritual freedom broadcast is to reveal how you can use your mind to overcome the spiritual dependency on others to define God for you. Through this broadcast, and your self-acquired intuitive knowledge, you come to know that the greater power of God is within your mind. And when we come from this knowing, then we produce the representation of what we believe in all of our responses. One of the things that I was very clear about in the creation of the insightful prayerful meditation was for you to understand and for me to understand. It's clearly the power within that we are speaking to. And in our training along life's journey, others have taught us a different way to recognize power. And that power that I was taught to recognize as a young child was always outside of me. So when I would go to church on Sunday, in the prayers that I heard, there was a lot of begging. There was a lot of what we didn't have, what we couldn't get, all of the things that we couldn't do without outside influences. And even as a young child growing up, it bothered me because I didn't think that a power so great needed to have that kind of praise, that kind of begging, that kind of dependency. And so my journey into enlightenism is to clearly recognize the power within. That is what I speak from, that is what I teach from, and that is where the meditations are centered. You have the power to heal your life, and you have the power to change your life. We can clearly define the presence within us. We don't need anyone to tell us where it is. It is within. And when we come to know that, we begin to work from the inside out. And so my insights are always about working from the inside out. What I know is this: you can only work from the inside out when you cleanse your mind. The work inside with enlightenism is the journey out of pain. What Brother Malcolm and I present on this broadcast and in our writings is the work that we do moment to moment in our own lives. This broadcast presents a new way to think and live. It is not based on the social construct, generational toxicity model. This creation that we call enlightenism is the journey out of pain. Pain is the mother that births anger, resentment, judgment, jealousy, hate, racism, lack, limitation, and struggle. The Enlightenism Freedom Broadcast and our blogs and books is about healing the beliefs that brought you to those points in your beingness. What you learn with Enlightenism is you are no longer trying to change others. You're cleansing your mind of others' beliefs and values. Enlightenism is about moving out of what others, about who you are and what you're supposed to do. Enlightenism is about unlearning the field of belief that is causing the pain. And I'll say that again. Enlightenism is about unlearning the field of belief that is causing the pain. Enlightenism is learning how to move out beyond the beliefs of pain. Enlightenism is living in the field of self-reliance, where you are whole, perfect, complete, faceless, formless, and colorless and have everything you will ever need for the journey. Enlightenism is your awareness of being in your response to living. Do I move from this power within, or do I move from what others have taught me? You are here to bring into being the freedom of living your life in wholeness in every moment of your life. When we are living and being this wholeness, we make decisions and speak our word from this beingness. It is in this beingness that we come to know and walk the path of enlightenism. It is where you come to know fully the journey out of pain. Enlightenism is a new spirituality, a new philosophy, a new way to think and live. Brother Malcolm and I invite you to cleanse your mind of others' beliefs to define God for you. We invite you to understand the greater power of God is within you. We know that enlightenism is a new way to think and live. That is the reason for this broadcast, the blogs, and our insights. I encourage you to read our blogs, listen to the broadcast, live or on playback, on any one of the platforms that I mentioned earlier, and to purchase our book, Enlightenism, The New African American Man, Seeds from the Ashes, and Let There Be Light. Enlightenism is a new paradigm shift in African American consciousness and spiritual awareness. I now give you author, philosopher, and creator of Enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for wonderful insights to get us started today.
You're welcome.
I like when you said pain is the parent of anger, racism, suffering. It all comes from that parent, you know?
That's right. It all comes from that parent. A parent of pain.
it becomes your God, so to speak.
Yes.
That's who you serve.
That's right.
That's your creator in a real sense. That's why you're in pain. Your creator creates pain. See? That's pretty good, huh? Your creator creates pain. Enlightenism is the journey out of the pain.
Absolutely. It is a journey out of pain.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Welcome.
Yeah, I got some great insights from Sister Carolyn today when she was talking about pain as like the parent, your mother, what you're birthed from. And it ties in with what I am talking about today myself in the second part of our broadcast. You're listening to the Powers of the Mind Hour. I'm Brother Malcolm. And you can learn more about me, and you can also learn more about the philosophy that we are speaking of, which is Enlightenism. You can go to Brother Malcolm Keller's Enlightenism Insights, read the latest blog, How to Overcome, Cleanse the Mind of our illusions. How to cleanse the mind of your illusions. The illusions that we have about who we are. And you can see all of the books, Enlightenism, Seeds from the Ashes, New African American Man, Let There Be Life. And get some understanding about the journey out of pain. And what Enlightened as a Means on Sunday morning. It's the Spiritual Freedom Podcast. The truth about who you are is never easy to accept. We find it very difficult to accept the truth about ourselves. Not the truth that comes from the judgments, criticism of others, but the truth that your creator is not pain. Your creator is greater than pain and does not create pain. So my presentation today is about the journey out of pain. I want to begin with life itself. All life, as we know it on this planet, comes from a seed and an egg and a consciousness, a fertile consciousness. All humans are born with an invisible seed. Well, you can't see it with the naked eye. So people say that they have invented technology like microscopes and so forth, and they can see the little sperms wiggling around trying to connect to a fertile egg. Now, they already come in with the assumption, that this is what they want to see. But life itself coming from the seed. Who created the seed? And the seed is coming from a human being, in this case, a male. And they call the egg, well, they made all of this up, by the way, to justify male and female. But it's coming from an egg that must be fertilized. But think about it, so is a tree. So is a tree born from a seed. And all other life, the lions, the tigers, and all of the other things you see is coming from a seed. Well, Enlightenism is a seed. The birth of power and clarity. It's the seed of power and clarity. This seed is what we are born to become. There are two things happening in birth. There is a human birth that's dealing with the development of a human being. And from this invisible seed and egg, there you get a what we call a child, a baby. Now, the baby has contained within the baby all of the expressions that the baby is to become. So some of the babies grow up to be 6 feet tall, 7 feet, so forth. Some of them grow up to be dwarfs. Some of them are disabled. They come out all different colors and races and all the things that we try to define them to be. But that's the seed. And when the seed is uninterrupted and it's cleansed, it must produce a human being. Unless there is something contained within the seed, you've altered the seed and you get something that's deformed or different. And he said, well, this doesn't look like the person. They come up with all different names. We are dealing with the other part of the seed. The seed also creates within itself consciousness. And that's what Enlightenism is about, folks. We're dealing with the other part. We're not dealing with the form, which is what people focus on. I shouldn't say people. I would just say people live in an illusion, focus on the form. First thing you want to know is, the kid look like me? Is the kid okay? But they don't talk about the consciousness of the kid. Then each one of us are born to become that which is contained in the seed. That is a human being. We go from a little kid to a fully developed adult. The consciousness within you that is also present at birth is the one that contains the power and clarity that I'm talking about. And that consciousness becomes interrupted with this development. someone comes in and interrupts your development. So you get a deformed consciousness, one that becomes and thinks of himself as a victim. So the world looks and says, oh, that pitiful thing. He's powerless. He's a victim. He has no power and clarity other than what we have talked about him, what we taught him. So then the people outside, others come in and disrupt your growth. And so you become contaminated with toxic beliefs and values. Now you cannot be the person you were created to be, the one that's going to have power and clarity. Now you have a distorted consciousness about power and clarity, and it causes you to depend on others. So what's in the seed? What's in the seed? Pure consciousness, a cleansed consciousness. You're also born with that part of you. So then one develops depending on others. So they feed you all types of food stuff. Some of them are very unhealthy. Then you grow muscles and you do all types of things. You want to play all types of games. That's okay. That's what the body is for. And if you notice, we're not talking about the body with enlightenism. It's a different seed, the one you don't see. Now, you get a glimpse into, when you go within and look at the other seed, the seed of consciousness, then you get a glimpse into yourself. And you can say, wow, I didn't know that I had this type of power. Because now the seed becomes visible to you as an idea. See, in self-discovery, you see the seed, the real divine seed that you were originally born with the power and clarity. Now you see it as composing all of these little ideas. So when they looked in the microscope, and they saw all of these sperms in toward a fertilized egg, thousands of them. But they didn't see the idea of consciousness and power and clarity. You can see the idea of power and clarity within you. That's what I'm talking about. And then it's all of these ideas that are flowing toward you for you to shoot out into the world, to become an image or images of who you are aware of being. And we shoot out all of these images when we have been infected with a virus that's disrupted our growth, our spiritual growth, become the people that we were created to be. So we have become ill, sick, deformed in our consciousness. And we're constantly, some of us are completely blind almost. Some of us are crippled. Some of us are being dragged along in life. Some of us have lost capacity independently of what others have taught us. Some of us are afraid of light. We want to stay in the darkness where we can hope and pray and depend on someone else to get out of it. Enlightenism transcends illusions of race and color. And when you get to the point in your development within yourself, then you will understand that race and color and all of the other labels are illusions. But now the illusions seem real. What happens when you look at a sperm and there's nowhere for the sperm to go? What happens? What happens to the sperm? It dies. It dies. It cannot produce anything. It just dies. And if there is no sperm to connect to what gives life, which is what they call a fertilized egg, then both of them die. The sperm and the egg. And they come up with all types of names for it, you know. The unfertilized egg is pushed out in the menstrual cycle of what they call a woman. Now, in consciousness, what happens is if you don't find enlightenment and you don't discover the consciousness within you, then you cannot live free of pain. You cannot live and be the person that you were created to be. You will live a life of pain and suffering. In other words, you're going to die in the pain and suffering because you don't have anywhere to really express the great power within you. And in order to express the great power within you, you need to be in a fertile, clear consciousness without toxic distortions about who you are. What you, all of your judgments and criticisms, these are coming from seeds of doubt, and your creator of our doubt is the pain in your life. You doubt the existence of the other part of you, which has been disrupted. Your growth has been disrupted. And enlightenment is to remove all of the things that have distorted your growth, your ability to see clearly, clarity. Enlightenment is power and clarity. It is something that you're born with. The seed and the egg that created the form also contain enlightenment, the consciousness. Two things happen, and we only focus on one. But the one that we're not focusing on is the one that's causing pain to the form. That's why. The form, that's why you're in pain. That's why you're suffering. Because a part of you didn't live. A part of you is crippled. It didn't develop fully. Because toxicity, illusions, and others' beliefs and values came into your life and stripped you of power and clarity. And when you lose power and clarity, then you lose the life that you were created to be. Much like a human being. If the seed, the sperm, and the egg are contaminated in any way, you get a distorted form. If the woman is drinking alcohol every day, using drugs, then it must go into the development of the child. It's 100% going to happen. So you have what people call crack babies, alcoholic babies, all other types of things that you can do to disrupt the growth of the form. These things that people can see, but we don't see the ideals dying that can produce life, like the sperm in the billions of people around the planet. Those sperms can produce life, a new life. Well, the seeds that are dying in your consciousness can produce new life, a life that is free of pain and suffering. And enlightenment is the seed of power and clarity. That's what we're talking about. I'm not dealing with race and color, because all of the things you think about race and color are things you have to work on yourself by entering into self-discovery and discovering for yourself that they are illusory beliefs that you receive from someone else. Now, the form that we're in experiences pain and suffering unique to the form, because your clarity has been taken away from you. I don't care whether you think you're a pope or a preacher or whatever. Your clarity is gone. The power and clarity that the seed presented to you at birth is gone. You are now fulfilling the purpose of the form, the body. And the body has all kinds of crazy ideas about what it should do and how it should live. And then it becomes egotistical. Based upon the uniqueness of the individual wants to be a leader. The individual wants to be a minister. The individual wants to be a professor. And all of these things are distortions come from a virus-infected consciousness. Because in order to know what this really looks like, we have to leave it alone. It has to not be interrupted. The development cannot be changed. If you continue to mess with the pregnant woman, doing all types of things, and you distort the natural birth of the baby, then you're not going to get what the baby, the seed, and the egg was to produce. You're going to get something else. And that's the same thing with consciousness. When you disrupt it, you get people that are violent. You get people that become animalistic in the sense of you just living. Your parent, your creator now is pain. It's all you've ever known. And when you think that you're praying to the divine, it is not the idea that you're born with, the power and clarity that's doing the praying. It is what is absent in your life that's doing the praying. That which has been taken from you so that you are depending on someone else. That is the awareness of being that's doing the praying. And enlightenism is the seed to change that awareness of being so that you restore the consciousness back into your life, a power and clarity which you were born with when the seed egg first created life. Now you understand that prayer and all of the things absent in your life, you have them. A fully grown adult does not have to ask the mother to feed them anymore or to buy clothes for them. Development required, the development of the form. You require physical people to do things to help you grow. Now, if they interrupted by beating you, doing other types of terrible things to you, they can distort the development of the form. They drop you out of bed and let you become deformed. They have all of the power to do those types of things. But they also have the power to interrupt your development of the mind, your development of the consciousness, your development to use power and clarity throughout your life. Because now they don't want you to use power and clarity. They want to take it away from you because it's absent in their lives. So they don't want it to be that way. They want us to stay in the past, to idolize all the people that we heard about who were not developed the way that I'm talking about. Been contaminated with the virus of an illusion. And so now your development is, then check out enlightenism, it's to restore the consciousness to accept itself with power and clarity. That's what all of this is about. That's what my work is about for the last 20 years. And if you decide that you want to know more about this discussion I'm having with you today and sharing these ideas, I encourage you to get the book Enlightenism, get the book Seeds from the Ashes, The New African American Man, and Let There Be Life. and you gain some insights into what I'm talking about today. And then you get some insights into yourself, because what I'm saying, sharing with you today, is simplified enough for those that believe in medicine, science, and all that kind of stuff to see that there was a part of you that was not properly developed, and that is consciousness. You cannot talk about God and spirituality and exclude yourself from the discussion. And that's what I'm saying. The seed of enlightenment is of power and clarity is within you. Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for your wonderful insights. You got me started, as usual. And I say to all of you, finish what you were created to do. Let go of your dependency on others for their approval, criticism, and judgments. And understand you were born with power and clarity. Focus on the consciousness, because that's where you will find the answer and the solutions for overcoming pain in your life. Okay, folks, here's Sister Carolyn to close us out. Sunday morning. We'll be back on the air tomorrow, 12 p.m. Have a great day. Thank you for stopping by. Be sure to get the book Enlightenment.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Enlightenism.
Enlightenism.
Hi, Baba Johnny.
Hi, Baba Johnny.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
The Guru.
The Guru.
Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malcolm.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Bringing you enlightenment.
Step into your power.
Step into your power.
Say bye.
Say bye.
The smartest and largest thing are one.
Are one.
Step into your power with all things.
With all things.
You are one with all things. You are one with all things.
With all things.
The Guru.
The Guru.
Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malcolm.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.